When Sunny Daly answers the phone in the middle of the night, she can already tell what stage of labor her client is in. She can hear it in her voice, in her breath.
If she picks up the phone and she's talking to me and she's like, hold on, and puts the phone down, and I hear her really breathing through a contraction, and I'm timing it and it's lasting like 45 seconds or maybe a minute, and then she'll get back on the phone and be like, whoa, okay. Then I know, like, okay, I better get over there.
Sunny is the only midwife on Nantucket Island. Actually, she's still an apprentice.
I will often run into people that will say, aren't you a midwife yet? And I'm like, no, I'm still a student.
She's been training to be the midwife on Nantucket for 10 years, but there are only about 5 home births per year on the island. That makes it hard for her to fit in the clinical hours she needs to get certified. And there are some other unique challenges to island midwifery.
Can you ever leave the island?
Can I? It's tough. When I first started out, I was much more cautious about never leaving. But it became almost like a jail sentence. Like, I really could never leave. So I do leave, but I don't really go far, far away.
And sometimes home birth means delivering a baby on a boat.
We did a delivery on a boat, and it happened to be touch a boat day. So like their boat was in a slip and she was in labor, and there were all these kids walking outside on the on the wharf going down to touch a boat. And I just had this like surreal moment of only on Nantucket.
Sunny's known this is what she wanted to do ever since she gave birth to her own daughter.
I mean, literally my baby was wet in my arms and I turned to my midwife and I was like, I'm going to be a midwife. I wanted women to understand the absolute power they had as creators. I want you to feel like on top of the world.
So Sunny started training with Sabile Anderson, who was Nantucket's midwife for 20 years. Sabile helped establish the home birth community on the island.
When somebody was due, we would have a potluck either on the beach if it was the right weather in the summer or at my house, and you know, to welcome this new family into the home birth community and really feel like part of everyone's family.
But Sabile recently left Nantucket.
The cost of living became too expensive. You know, there was not much choice in the matter. We certainly couldn't stay where we were. Almost makes me want to cry. I miss those islands.
Sunny feels the same financial pressures that forced Sabile to leave. And as a student midwife, her costs basically break even. Now that Sabile's gone, Sunny has to fly a supervising midwife in from Boston. She says she feels like both a midwife and a travel agent.
I did have a delivery where I needed to put that midwife in Boston on a plane and fly her to Nantucket in the middle of the night. That's really challenging. It's also a giant expense that I, as the student, absorb.
Sunny knows she's not the only one making sacrifices. She worries the cost of living on Nantucket might force potential clients off the island.
I have literally seen people take, you know, cans out from under their bed where they've been stashing money to pay for their home birth. My real concern is that young people are going to opt to start a family somewhere else because it's cheaper to live.
Sunny and her husband just bought their first house. She says she can't imagine living anywhere else. Her apprenticeship is almost over, and Sunny feels ready. She knows from experience how to handle a difficult situation.
When a woman turns to me and she has tears in her eyes and she's like, I just can't do this. That's a really intense moment for me as a midwife. And I just kind of hold the mirror up and I say to her, you are doing this. It's one breath at a time. Breathe with me. Just take the next step with me. And she'll take one more breath. She'll take one more breath. And that's how we get there, is we just do it one breath at a time.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Monique Laborde on Nantucket.